everybody. The scripture today is taken from Philippians chapter 4, starting with verse 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, because in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
In that passage that Vicki read, it says, in every situation. And I wonder if we've ever really stopped to think about that word situation, what it really means. We use that word quite a bit. But the dictionary defines it as the combination of circumstances at a given moment. It also says it's a state of affairs. And we usually tend to see a situation more by this definition: a critical, problematic, or striking set of circumstances. When we talk about being in a situation, we think of being in a problem situation, right? We don't usually think of situation as being something good. Usually we're thinking of it more as a problem. Matter of fact, perhaps you have heard the term snafu, all right? Now, the word snafu is an acronym, and I'm going to clean it up just a little bit because it means situation normal, all fouled up, all right? It doesn't really say fouled usually, but that's what we're going to say here, all right? All fouled up. And whenever we get into a situation, we mean it's not good, you know? I've always thought it was interesting. There was a celebrity for a while. Well, celebrity is a loose term, but he called himself The Situation.
Oh, yes.
I guess he wasn't very good. I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyhow, but he called himself that. But we usually see that. So when Paul says to the church in Philippi, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, we automatically think of those circumstances. Those times when everything is all fouled up, when it's all a mess, when it's not going the way we want it, and we start getting anxious. We're worried about what's going to happen. But the scripture here tells us what we need to do, and that is to take that situation to God. He says in every situation to present our requests to God. In every situation, to present our requests to God. And so I want us to focus on those words, in every situation. I think both good and bad situations, but here he is reminding us to do so, especially when we are concerned about the outcome of that situation, when we are starting to get anxious, when we're starting to be a little bit fearful of what might happen. And so here's why we need to do this in every situation. First of all, presenting our request to God demonstrates our trust in him. When we take our request to God, it's saying, I trust you with these. I trust you with these. You see, we aren't able to see the results of what we are going through, but God knows and can use the situations that we go through for our good. We may not be able to see that. We may not understand that, but in Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Now, some people misunderstand what this says, all right? They think that God is going to make everything good for us. No, that's not what it's saying. It says he'll work all things, you know, all things God works for the good of those. Yeah, there's something good that's going to happen out of this, but it may not be good while we're going through it. There may be things that we need to learn. There may be things that we need to gain endurance from. And so everything that we go through isn't always good, but God is going to use it for our good, if that makes sense. And it's for those of us who he's called. In other words, for Christians. You know, God can see what we can't. Yesterday, I don't know, something came up, and I started reading these things, and it was things that toddlers had said, all right? And it was, and to their parents and things, it was pretty funny. But there was this one that just really struck me as funny. A toddler, this toddler was just very young, two or three, somewhere around there, but was able to talk and stuff. And normally they went to bed before it was dark. All right, so they were usually asleep before it got too dark. And so one night they stayed up a little bit later. And all of a sudden they looked out the back window, and all of a sudden, in a horrified voice, the little girl said, "Where did the backyard go?" It was dark. She couldn't see it any longer. It wasn't out there anymore. She goes, "Where did the backyard go?" She couldn't see it. Her parents knew it was still there, but she just didn't understand what was going on. And, you know, we may not be able to see how any given situation is going to resolve itself. We may not know what's going to happen, but we know the one who does. And we know the one who is going to use it for our good. And that's why Paul says to do so with thanksgiving. He says when we present our requests through prayers and petitions, he says with thanksgiving, present those requests. Why? Because we know God is going to use it for our good. That in some way that we can't see, some way that we don't understand at that moment, he's going to use it for our good. And he's going to see us through it, even when we don't understand or can't see how it's going to go. And so, God, presenting our requests shows trust in God. But then also presenting our requests to God recognizes his presence with us. Jesus said just before he ascended into heaven in Matthew 28:20, he says, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." To the very end of the age means until he returns. And so Jesus says that he is always with us. And so when we present our request, it means that we know that he's with us. That he's there to help us to handle these things, to get through this situation. His presence is always there, even in those dark times. Even when we can't see that end, we trust him because we know he is there with us. I think I've shared this before, but I think it's just a great example of what we're talking about. There was a tribe of Native Americans who had a unique practice for training their young braves. On the night of a boy's 13th birthday, he was blindfolded and taken miles away. And when he took off the blindfold, he was in the midst of thick woods. And he had to stay there all night by himself. If you've ever been out in the woods late at night by yourself, there's all kinds of sounds, right? Every time a twig snapped, he probably visualized a wild animal ready to pounce on him. Every time an animal howled, he imagined a wolf leaping out of the darkness. Every time the wind blew, he wondered what more sinister sound it masked. You know, you've been there. And you know how your mind can play tricks on you. But after what seemed like an eternity, the first rays of sunlight would lighten the interior of the forest. And looking around, the boy saw flowers and trees and the outline of the path. And then, to his utter astonishment, he saw the figure of a man standing just a few feet away, armed with a bow and arrow. It was the boy's father, who'd been there all night long. You see, likewise, God is always present with us in our trials. His presence is unseen, but it is more real than life itself. And so when we present our request to God, when we tell him about what's going on, then we know that he is going to hear that because he's there. You know, it's not like we are trying to pray and ask some being way out there somewhere in the universe and hope that he hears us. He's right there. And he hears our request. He knows our request. And it tells us, Scripture even tells us, he knows what we need even before we ask. And that verse that we read earlier today, and even when we don't know what to ask, his Spirit that is near us, that is in us, intercedes for us and prays and asks for what we need. So if you're ever in that situation, you go, "I don't know, Lord, what I need to do. I don't know what's going on. Help me." The Spirit will cry out for you in those times. And so our requests show that we trust Him. Praying to Him and presenting our requests to Him show that we know that He's there. And then the third thing is this: presenting our requests to God brings us peace. It brings us peace. Why? Because our trust in His promises and His presence brings this peace that is beyond understanding. And when we know that we can trust Him, when we know that He is there, that peace is what can come over us because we know that. We understand that. And this isn't just because we ignore what's happening around us. You know, there's some people who just seem like they don't have a care in the world, and anything happens, they just kind of ignore it. You know, I thought about that today as I was looking over this again. And you know that word ignore? It's very close to the word ignorant. You know, very close there to ignorant. And so sometimes when we ignore things, we're being ignorant. All right, we're being ignorant. And that's not that. It's not that we just ignore what's happening. It's because we know the one who is in control, the one who has calmed the sea, the one who has walked on water, the one who has fed 5,000 people with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, the one who made the blind see, who made the deaf hear, who made the lame walk. We know Him. We know the one who split the sea. And we put our trust in Him, and we know He is there for us. And so we know that there is nothing He cannot do. And so because He is with us and we trust Him, He gives us His peace. You know, it's kind of like a child who's terrified of thunderstorms. What do? They come to their mom or their dad and they crawl up on their lap and they want to be held by them and in their arms. And then they fall asleep. Even though the storm is all around them, they're safe in their Father's arms. You see, that's the thing with us. When we realize that God is there for us, when we realize that He cares about us, that He can do more than what we begin to even imagine, we can have peace in Him. You know, I think it's interesting when someone tells us to go to our happy place, maybe we should be thinking about being with the one who can calm the storms in us. Being in His arms, sitting on His lap as His child. The peace that passes understanding. So, we should never think God is too busy when we're in a situation that causes us to fear. Jesus said in John chapter 14, He said that I'm going to give you peace. Not as the world gives, but My peace I give you. And that's the difference. It says, peace I leave with you, My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You know, if you look through the scriptures, those words, fear not, are there everywhere. Somewhere I read someplace, and I tried to find out if this is true, and I haven't been able to figure it out yet, but that fear not is in there 365 times. Okay? I don't know if that's... I tried to figure that out. I don't think that's exactly right, but it's pretty close. But their point was that there's a fear not for every day. All right? And the thing is, whether that's true or not, the thing is, Jesus says, God says, fear not all the time. Why? Because He's always there with us. He's always in control. He will give us the peace if we just take it to Him. So we should never think God is too busy when we are in a situation that is causing us to fear. He says time and time again, fear not. He tells us in every situation, What does he tell us? In every situation. When? In every situation. To present our request to God. Every situation. Every time we get into a little struggle. Every time there's something that is going on that's causing us to be a little anxious. That's causing us to start to fear. That causes us to start to worry. He says, take it to Him. And sometimes I think we think that, oh no, God's too busy. He doesn't want to mess with those little things. No, He says every situation, not just the big ones, not just the medium-sized ones, but the small ones, the ones that we think might be insignificant, but they're causing us to worry. They're causing us to be anxious. And we need to trust Him. We need to know He's there. We need to know that peace. And that comes by presenting our requests to Him. Letting Him know what we're worried about. Letting Him know the struggles that we're having. Letting Him know what He already knows. Because it's not for His benefit, it's for our benefit. Because then we know we trust Him. And we know that He's there. So don't be anxious. Fear not. But rejoice always. Always. For we have a God who cares and a God who never leaves us alone. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful that today and every day we can come to You and tell You the things that are on our heart. The struggles that we're having, the doubts that we're having, the worry, the anxiety of things that are going on in our life. And Father, You never promised us an easy life, but You promised to always be with us. And so we're going to have those days, Father. We're going to have those periods of life where things just don't go the way we want them to. And there are going to be things that just cause us to be anxious. But may we hear what Paul said. What You wanted us to know, Father, and that is not to be anxious about anything, but instead, Father, to present a request to You. To pray. To let You know. But to always pray in thanksgiving, Father, knowing You will be there for us. That You will. That we can trust You and that You will provide peace for us even in the midst of the worst storms of life. You'll do that. And so, Father, may we never forget to talk to You and tell You what's going on. But may we trust in You. May we know You're with us. And may we know that peace that only You can give. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Our song of commitment this morning is Softly and Tenderly. And, you know, that song kind of reminds me a little bit of Elijah after he had been with the prophets of Baal and he had called down fire from heaven and God sent that. When he prayed and God sent the fire down, he still was anxious. He still was depressed and thought, no, there's nobody else. I'm the only one. He felt so alone. And so then God said, go and stop. And there was a fire that came by and a whirlwind, all these things. And it says God was not in those things. But then there was a small, gentle voice. And God was in that. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, it says. Calling for you and me. He wants you to come to Him. He wants you to know that He's always there for you. Let's stand and we're going to sing. And if you've got a decision to make, if you'd like someone to pray with you, maybe you're going through some trials right now and you need someone to pray with you and to help to present your request to God. We got people who are willing to do that. So let's sing.